We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe Douglas is meeting with the media. Here are some of the things he has said. Are you ready?
Go.
Joe Douglas says, I want to make it clear I never promised an offer to Jamal, nor was I ever dishonest or ambiguous with their camp.
Okay.
So he is saying it is not true about that. He also says, this is, I'm looking at Brian Costello and Rob Vacchiano, both of their tweets, so good job out of them. He says, I especially believe in Coach Gase. I believe he's the right coach to lead this team. I feel really good about where we are with him and his leadership.
Oh, my God.
here's what he said about...
I'm holding my head right now, bro.
Joe Douglas also strongly defended Woody Johnson, who was accused of making remarks, sexist, racist, all that.
Right.
Douglas said Christopher Johnson called him to tell him that Woody would never make remarks like that, and Douglas believes him. Joe Douglas, trading Jamal Adams, quote, certainly wasn't the plan when I first arrived here. It's just the circumstances, how things played out. When our conversation started with Seattle several weeks ago, the focus became clear that this is a great opportunity for us. Douglas said the plan was to keep Adams here, but he saw the trade with Seattle as a great opportunity. He said several teams reached out to express interest in Jamal, but it became clear that their focus was Seattle and says the Seahawks were aggressive in their pursuit of Adams. Douglas also claims the communication from the Jets with Adams was very clear. He says Adams' public criticisms did not play a role in their decision making the trade.
Yeah, who's a kid?
Said he
that?
Did not take any of it personally.
Right.
Your thoughts? You buying it?
My thoughts. I certainly don't buy it. You know that he feels Adam Gase is the right guy to lead this team where they want to go. I mean, I certainly don't buy that.
Yeah, and look, we know he's going to say that.
And I don't know whether he did promise to sign Adams or not. I don't know. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I completely believe that either. And you know. What was the last thing? Oh, I certainly don't buy that, you know, all the yapping Adams didn't help accelerate him being, traded. Let's be honest.
I get that they probably talked to Seattle a few weeks ago, but I think in the NFL baseball, you're always talking, you know, you're always having some kind of trade discussions. So yeah, I believe that the discussions were taking place, but I think that what happened over the last few days probably did accelerate it.
Because, I don't think there's any question.
Because
when you just destroy the head coach, and we all, look, you and I both agree that he's probably right about that. I mean, to be honest. But when you destroy the head coach the way Adams did, I mean, he was done. How's he going to play for this guy anymore?
Right, Douglas also said he's not concerned about setting a precedent that players can shoot their way out of town with this Jamal Adams trade. Well, it doesn't look that way. Because if you're a player who wants out, why wouldn't you go scorched earth?
Right. Why not?
He also says, and this is my favorite so far.
Especially when you know somebody's gonna jump on you.
Right.
Because you're that good a player.
You're a talented guy.
You're not like, you could go rip the company you work for and then you're going to be out of a job.
Right.
Know? That's not going to be the case.
If this was going on the other side, if we heard about a player who couldn't wait to get out of a certain place, whether it's Yonder Ngakoue, even though he hasn't gone as far as Jamal, it's not going to stop the Jet fan or the Giant fan from still being interested in the player and from the organization being interested in the player. Douglas says he disagrees with the assessment he's punting on 2020 by trading away Jamal Adams.
Well, what's he going to say? He's not going to come out and say,
he's not going to say it. And punting is too strong of a word. I'm not saying he's punting it, but the Jets are not a better team today than they were 3 days ago.
Of course not. We're right now in the AFC East, you're picking them for no better than third. That's where they'd be. They're not better than – they won't be better than the Patriots, and they're not better than Buffalo. So they're going to be no better than third. And who knows? Maybe four. Maybe Miami's better than them. I don't know.
Yeah, I think one of the big questions with Miami, and I think this is going to be fascinating to watch, is how they handle Tua. Are they going to let a guy with zero preseason games, in a short – in a preseason that's going to look like nothing we've ever seen?
He won't start right away. I mean, I think if they have – if the season starts the right way, I think Fitzpatrick will start the season. That's what I think.
I don't know for sure. And
we
I think
don't
that's
know,
a big
but I,
question.
But I would say that's probably how they'll play it. Probably.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.